Welcome, thirsty soul. The South Main Church of Christ podcast is intended as a collaborative effort between the Churches of Christ in East Central and Southeast Ohio who sing vocal music during worship services. Our goal with the podcast is simple: to connect the message of Christ with you through the lessons from the Bible. We hope you will find this podcast to be a fountain for all. Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on the South Main Church of Christ podcast, we're sitting down with Alicia Miklos, director of the Southeast Ohio Food Bank.
Anyone could find themselves in a situation where they need assistance with food. Anyone.
That's coming up in a few moments. First, details about the Christian News with Jared.
The Christian News is updated frequently on its own page on our website, smcocnl.org. It is a resource of dozens of stories, but with a focus on Ohio. Some of the stories that we've covered on the Christian News include the Ohio State Buckeyes' baptisms and prayers on their road to the national title. Also, the Churches of Christ disaster response team near Dayton and their recovery efforts after major storms. Many more topics are covered on the Christian News page on smcocnl.org.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, here's Tyler with this week's inspirational thought.
Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Romans chapter 14, verse 4. I am Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. Alicia from the Southeast Ohio Food Bank, and we're really glad to have her here today, and I'll let her introduce herself to you, and we'll find out today about Southeast Ohio Food Bank.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm Alicia Miklos. I am the director of the Southeast Ohio Food Bank located in Logan, Ohio. We are a program of Hocking Athens Perry Community Action, which is a community organization that fights the causes and conditions of poverty in our region. And I'm very happy to be here with you all today.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about the food bank, the kitchen, and what your mission is.
Sure. So we are the largest hunger relief organization in our region. We are also a member food bank of Feeding America, which is the largest hunger relief organization in the United States. And we operate emergency food programs as well as programs for senior and child nutrition and health equity. And I would say at the Southeast Ohio Food Bank, our mission is that we believe food is a basic human need, and that providing food and personal connection does improve the overall well-being and health of our community. So what we do is we mobilize food, support, and other resources so that life is no longer a struggle but an adventure for people in Southeast Ohio.
That's great. Yeah. Who depends on the food bank?
So many of our neighbors, we see many working individuals, seniors, families with children. I want to share that this past year in 2024, the Ohio Association of Food Banks did a survey, quite a massive survey of food bank users across Ohio. And they found that over half of food bank users are employed or have someone in their family who's employed, while about 58% are not working because they are ill or disabled and unable to work. We also found that in Ohio, 66% of food bank users have a child or a senior in their household. So really, you know, it is a wide array of people who need to access emergency food services. Something else interesting is that of the people surveyed, usually people were only accessing emergency food 4 to 5 times per year. So I think contrary to an image that some people might have, people aren't depending on our services every week or every month. In fact, you know, they would rather be self-sufficient. They would rather be able to buy their own food, but sometimes necessity does push it. And what we're seeing as well as the survey results showed is that many Ohioans are facing very difficult choices now between paying for food or paying their utilities or paying for food or paying for medicines that they need. So it is a time of unprecedented need that we're seeing.
Yes.
If I walk into the food bank, what can I expect? Or how am I supposed to feel, how people think? I don't want to have pride, so how am I going to be treated?
That's an excellent question. And I speak for the Southeast Ohio Food Bank, and I'm confident for, you know, that I can speak for our pantries as well, that it is of crucial importance that our neighbors feel comfortable, feel appreciated, and feel that they are, you know, treated like a fellow human being when they come in to seek food assistance. I can share that the way we operate is that when you walk in, you really just need to give your name. We don't ask for proof of address. We don't ask for proof of income. To get access to food, you just have to give your name. They may ask you your household size, you know, how many kids are in the household, and that is really it. So I think they're... is a conception out there that you'll be grilled or interviewed or, you know, asked if you qualify, and it's not a rigorous process, and we do really try to make it a humanized process, because this could be anyone could find themselves in a situation where they need assistance with food, anyone. So we really value that neighbor experience when they're accessing our services.
I think back to talking to a relative that lived through the Great Depression. And they told me that as a child, they went to bed. Sometimes there was no food in the house at all, nothing to eat, and they were hungry.
Yeah.
And you think about a child doing that, and I notice your emphasis is on children. You have programs to make sure that they're taken care of, and also the senior citizens. And I think that's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. It's very needed in our region.
Yes. Who contributes to the food bank?
Many, many wonderful people and organizations contribute to the food bank. I would mention local individual donors that are very important to our programs. We have a handful of corporate donors. Our local governments and taxpayers support our senior nutrition programs through levies and hawking in Athens County. We also depend on foundation grants. We receive grants from local foundations like the Foundation for Appalachian Ohio, the Osteopathic Heritage Foundation, the Sisters Health Foundation. We also received a very large grant from the Ohio Association of Health Plans last year that is funding our HAPCAP for Health Market, a school-based pantry, and some of our other health equity programs. And we also have grants from Feeding America, which again is the large national hunger relief organization that we're a member of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. How big of an area do you cover, Alicia?
So the Southeast Ohio Food Bank is responsible for 10 counties in the Southeast Ohio region, which means we are the designated food bank to administer federal and state nutrition programs. And that area is over 4,000 square miles. So we cover Athens County, Gallia, Hocking, Jackson, Lawrence, Meigs, Morgan, Perry, Vinton, and Washington counties.
Yes. And as I looked at the map, and that looks like 25-30% of the state, at least. And a high need area, too. I think I read in there 1 out of 6 people We need that.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's right. It's an area of the state that experiences higher levels of poverty, absolutely, and is really needing these services.
Yes. This next question, I know you've already covered some of the things in that and what we just talked about, but why is having the food bank available important to our region?
Yeah, so being that we are the largest hunger relief organization in the region, we are basically able to be a storage and distribution hub, and we have the capacity to receive, process, and deliver out millions of pounds of food to our member food pantries, we have over 60 member food pantries in that 10-county region. So being that kind of hub, we send trucks and drivers out all over that 4,000-mile territory to deliver food out into the remote areas of Southeast Ohio. In 2024, we got out 5.6 million pounds of food, which is about 4.6 million meals provided to the region. And I'd say, too, being that we distribute state and federal nutrition program foods, it also gives us higher purchasing power to purchase extra food and get that out to the area. I'll just highlight too that our senior nutrition programs are much needed. The ability to deliver home delivered meals to seniors in Hocking and Athens County, I think, is a huge asset, as well as child nutrition with our 6 Head Start centers. Our Head Start centers provided 29,300 meals for kids last year, and that doesn't even count our summer feeding program, which also serves 18 sites in the region. So we're busy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's wonderful. You're looking at those programs. Can you take us through a bit of the food bank's history and how it got to where it is today?
Yes. Yeah, so the food bank was previously called Tri-County Food Program, and it's always been a part of Hocking Athens Perry Community Action, the Food and Nutrition Division. I'll just quickly say that HAPCAP also has a Community Development Division, Community Services, Transit, and then our Child Development Division. So we've always been a part of that Community Action Program. Prior to 1996, we were located at a smaller facility in Nelsonville, Ohio. And then in 1996, our Logan facility was built, which again has that kind of the storage capacity to be that hub for the region. So since then, the program has steadily been growing. The senior nutrition and child nutrition programs were added over the years. And then we became a member food bank with Feeding America in 2008. So, I think, we're getting out more pounds than ever before now. That's paradoxically, like, we're happy to be getting all that food out. And then we're also concerned to see so much need as we see currently.
Right. So, yeah. I'm impressed with 4.6 million
meals. Yeah, which is 5.6 million pounds of food.
Yes. And if that wasn't there...
Yes.
How many was that, ma'am?
So 5.6 million pounds of food distributed, which we use a formula from Feeding America. So that roughly equals 4.6 million meals that were provided to the region.
Yeah. That's great.
Sorry about that.
Some food banks and kitchens have a formula for how far they can stretch $1. How far does a $1 donation go in the Southeastern Ohio Food Bank?
Yes, so there's a formula that Feeding America provides that helps us calculate our cost per meal, and that's based on the cost we incur distributing the food, so staff time, fuel, and this also takes into account the federal, state, and donated food that we receive, which brings our costs down. So we are at about $1.69 for every meal. So that is about $2 provides three meals. $2 provides about three meals. So again, this kind of takes into account our total costs, but also the fact that we do distribute the federal and state commodity food, which it allows us to provide more food for less money, essentially, to our pantry network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, too, about something I know that's in your programs. It's Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
And I am familiar with that. I know the... lady that comes into the area where I grew up, and I've met and talked with her, and it's really more than just bringing the meals to senior citizens or those that need it. She goes in. I know she's made friends with these people. She'll check on them to make sure they're all right as she goes. She delivers to the door. Sometimes if they're bound to where they have walkers and things, she'll come in the house and deliver the food if they want. So it's a person that cares, is what I'm saying, to and a friend. I know they look at her as a friend.
Yes, we absolutely see that that community connection and that personal connection between the driver and the Meals on Wheels participant is central to the program. And we actually do, we do birthday cards for our Meals on Wheels participants. We have a pet food program, and we also have a really big Secret Santa program. Mm-hmm. So over the holidays, they get to submit kind of a holiday wish list, and then community members and staff buy gifts for all of the 160 seniors that are on our Meals on Wheels routes. So it's, yeah, I have to really agree with what you said, that those seniors just really, really value that mm-hmm. human connection that they get.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking here we're getting close to the end of the time, and maybe it would be good to talk about the locations here in Perry County that we have that people can get food from. And if there's time, and if you want to do that, maybe we could look at least one place in the other counties if you have that there. And with this.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to share first that anywhere that our listeners are, your listeners are located in the region, they can get on freshtrack.com to find a pantry resource near them. So that's FreshTrack. It's spelled FreshTrak.com. So if they enter their zip code, they'll be able to find a food resource close to them. But in Perry County, we do have seven agencies that include the Hopewell Madison Choice Pantry, the New Lexington Food Pantry, Southeast Perry Food Pantry, Thornville Food Pantry, the Somerset Area Food Pantry, St. Vincent de Paul, Perry County, and also our newest pantry is the New Straitsville Food Pantry. So mm-hmm. quite a few resources in the area.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's covered.
Yes, yeah.
And they don't have to travel too far to get it. So
yeah, yeah. And I just want to express my gratitude to the Perry County agencies that are out there on a, you know, daily, weekly, and monthly basis getting that food out. In all of our counties, we would not be able to do the work that we do without those pantries. So, you know, I mean, I couldn't even think which to highlight because there are so many hardworking people out there, hardworking pantries across the 10 counties that are serving our neighbors. It's really impressive work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been great having you here. We're about out of time. Well, thank you.
Yeah, Alicia, you're welcome.
For coming. I hope we'll be able to have you back soon.
Yeah, I would love to come back and talk more in about specific programs. If you ever want to hear more about our senior nutrition or child nutrition programs or our HAPCAP for Health Market and Training Hub, I would love to give you all more information about those programs.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome to our weekly announcements. In the way of announcements this week, we want to remember all the ones that's on the prayer list, especially the ones that has procedures and surgeries that's getting ready to come up, and also the ones that's recovering from the same, and be with all them during all the times of their illnesses. Be with us when we come to our Bible studies. Our Bible studies are Sunday mornings, 9:45, and we're doing the book of Galatians. The ladies get together on Sunday evening at 5 p.m., and that'll be on the phone, and they're doing the Second Chronicles and a preview of Ezra. Our midweek services is on Wednesday at 6:30, and we're doing the Book of James. Also, the church youth group get together on Friday, March the 28th, and that'll be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and I encourage you to come for that. Also, the ladies are doing their morning devotions on Saturday, and that next one's coming up is Saturday, March the 29th, and that'll be from 8:30 to 9:30 that morning. So I encourage you to be a part of that. This is Mark Randolph bringing you the weekly announcements.
My closing thoughts on the Southeast Ohio Food Bank from James chapter 2, starting with verse 14. James is known for being very practical in the things that he teaches. It's very difficult to misunderstand them. Starting with verse 14 of chapter 2, What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say that he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needed to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. Our theme is There's a Fountain Free, composed by Mrs. M.B.C. Slade and Dr. A.B. Everett. Other hymns we feature in this podcast are He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. Also, we have heard A Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens. And to close this podcast, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We would like to thank all of the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our guests this season are from, but not limited to, the following organizations: the Southeast Ohio Food Bank in Logan, Hawking County; Christ's Table in Zanesville, Muskingum County; Somerset Church of Christ in Somerset, Perry County; New Concord Church of Christ in New Concord, Muskingum County; Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team in Tipp City, Miami County; Pennsville Church of Christ in Pennsville, Ohio, Morgan County; Lone Star Church of Christ in Falls of Ruff, Kentucky, World Bible School. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and the scheduler of our guests. Jared also is our webmaster and assembler of the stories on the Christian News webpage. We thank all of our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening each week to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7th Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcast posted from time to time. Let's talk again in a week. Just a few.